Now look at part three. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a woman called Michaela talking about shark diving trips she organises.
Hi, my name's Michaela, and I'm here to talk to you about shark diving trips that I organise. I've just got a brand new boat for the trips. The last one I had, named the Penguin, was getting a bit old, so I bought a new one, which is called the Dolphin. It has all the comforts and technology you could want on it. Several nature documentaries include film of a type of shark called white sharks catching its food. If you've seen those programmes, then you know exactly what the sharks we see on the trip look like. There are other kinds that live around here called tiger sharks, but we never see any as they live next to the coast. We have to go far away from land to find the sharks. So we travel out into the open ocean for about 3 hours. We then spend about 2.5 hours diving with the sharks in a large cage before the return journey. So it takes about 8.5 hours altogether. Obviously, we'll be going underwater for some time, so you'll need to know how to dive with breathing equipment. There's no need to have an expert diving qualification or to be an advanced diver. A beginner certificate is good enough as there's no deep diving involved. We run the trips pretty much all year round. The crew have a holiday in August, which is the middle of winter here. January is perhaps the month when the water's warmest and we see most sharks in this area in February. If you'd like to know more, read reviews from people who've been on the trips and see loads of photos, then why not go to our website? It's www.alparrock.com. I'll spell that for you. It's ALEPPARECQ.com. Any questions?
Now listen again.
Hi, my name's Michaela, and I'm here to talk to you about shark diving trips that I organise. I've just got a brand new boat for the trips. The last one I had, named the Penguin, was getting a bit old, so I bought a new one, which is called the Dolphin. It has all the comforts and technology you could want on it. Several nature documentaries include film of a type of shark called white sharks, catching its food. If you've seen those programmes, then you know exactly what the sharks we see on the trip look like. There are other kinds that live around here called tiger sharks, but we never see any as they live next to the coast. We have to go far away from land to find the sharks, so we travel out into the open ocean for about 3 hours. We then spend about 2.5 hours diving with the sharks in a large cage before the return journey. So it takes about 8.5 hours altogether. Obviously, we'll be going underwater for some time, so you'll need to know how to dive with breathing equipment. There's no need to have an expert diving qualification or to be an advanced diver. A beginner certificate is good enough as there's no deep diving involved. We run the trips pretty much all year round. The crew have a holiday in August, which is the middle of winter here. January is perhaps the month when the water's warmest and we see most sharks in this area in February. If you'd like to know more, read reviews from people who've been on the trips and see loads of photos, then why not go to our website? It's www.alparak.com. I'll spell that for you. It's ALEPPARECQ.com. Any questions?
That is the end of part 3.